The Network.
How you doing?
Do some radio commercials.
Radio commercials. Well, first of all, let's talk about Jet's Pizza, because I'm eating their calzone right now. I want to thank Jim and all the staff at Jet's Pizza, two locations, in Dunedin at 1350 Main Street and Clearwater, 2045 Gulf to Bay Boulevard. You can get an eight-corner pizza, premium mozzarella cheese, and one topping for $13.99. Or one of my favorites, the Bold Fold. It's like six slices of large pizza made with our New York style crust, premium mozzarella cheese, and solid pepperoni. And don't forget the Jetman meal. Now listen to this: for just $24.49, you get a large pizza with premium mozzarella cheese and one topping, medium salad. That's an antipasto, Caesar, chef gardener, Greek, and a 10-piece Jet spread. Also the family pack. Two pizzas, one with premium mozzarella cheese and up to five toppings for the adults, and one with premium mozzarella cheese and one topping for the kids. And it's $18.99 in small and $27.99 in large. The Jet's Boat, freshly baked pizza dough stuffed with premium mozzarella cheese, pizza sauce, and one topping topped with butter and Romano cheese. Your favorite crust for free, $6.49. That's Jet's Pizza with two locations in the area, downtown Dunedin on Main Street, 1350, and Clearwater, 2045 Gulf to Bay Boulevard. You're listening to the Brian Cash Show on the Tantalk Radio Network, 209 p.m., originating from the WTAN studios in sparkling downtown Clearwater, where the sun is always warm and the bathing suits are always hot. Got Tammy in the studio today.
Hi, guys. Hi.
And let's not forget to say a shout-out to our engineer, Chris.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up? And Brian's back.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, okay, what's up? I was talking about Jet's Pizza. I thank Jim and all the staff out there for providing the in-studio food today, the pizza and the calzone, which is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah. You know, tax time's coming, too, so... We're going to have Liberty Tax. They're up there in Palm. Whatever happened with, what's her, hasn't she been showing up?
Ingrid? I don't know.
Have you called her?
Mm-hmm. She was supposed to come last week, but.
Okay.
We'll have to get Ingrid in here.
Yeah, we have to get Ingrid in here. But anyhow, you want accurate, friendly, and guaranteed tax services, go to Liberty Tax Services. Their phone number is 787-1040. They're in Tarpon Springs. I mean, it's amazing what Liberty Tax Services does. Then you want to talk about credibility, and you got a big organization behind you? That's Liberty Tax Service. They're right there at 38850 U.S. Highway 19 North in Tarpon Springs. Liberty Tax Services. And ask for Margot, because she's the best. 787-1040.
Hey, guess what, Brian?
What?
Wendy's on.
Hey,
Wendy from Lottie Docket Spa. How you doing, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Great.
So what are you doing up there at Lottie Docket Spa? See, I said it right.
You did. You're getting it, Brian. It only took about a year, right?
Yeah. You're a natural, like, when it comes to stuff. Like, because when you are, like, what I do, like, I'm a salesman, right? That's what I am. And I also do the radio show. What
right.
do is I you pick up on when people have a bubbly personality, and Chris can attest to this. I don't say this to anybody, but you,
wow.
Chris, right? Like, how often will you ever hear me say to someone that they have a bubbly, happy, classy personality?
Once or twice every 362 days.
Right.
And New Year's Eve.
And New Year's Eve. Very rarely. I mean, when I saw you do the TV, when we did the TV show together.
Yeah.
I remember. I was thinking we should have switched seats.
You let me know when you're ready for that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, because you know what I mean in your heart, that the language of the heart, that I'm telling the truth. You are just a bubbly, classy, good person, and you're a natural for TV or radio. Your personality.
Well, thank you, Brian. Did you call me just to give me some compliments? I love it.
Yeah, and you know, and Brian, he's a natural too. He's got a perfect face for radio.
There you go. So what's going on at La Dida Kids Spa?
Right now we're hosting an open play party. We have a couple of those today, actually, where you can bring in a minimum of 4 kids to have an open play party, but it's 2 hours. You get to do dress up. Right now they're doing finger painting crafts. We got 10 kids over there doing finger paint. They're going to dress up, sing karaoke, dance on stage, all that for only $12 a kid.
Oh, wow.
We got two of those parties going on. It's a little loud on that end of the spa at this point.
Really? That must be a lot of fun, huh? To see, think about that, bringing joys to kids' lives, how great that is. And this is when they're very impressionable, too. It's like they say a lot of the stuff we do as adults all comes down to our childhood. Even when you're an adult, like, right, it all comes down. What were you taught and how were you treated as a child will tell you how you're going to, what patterns could start as an adult. And what you're doing is bringing joy, right? So now the pattern of joy and getting along, that's a good pattern for kids to start.
Well, you know, you say that it all starts when you're a kid. Maybe that's why I'm having so much trouble learning to spell. Because until I was about 5 years old, I thought elementipede was one letter.
It does kind of blend together.
Yeah, that's speaking about helping kids and showing kids a good time. Wendy, last week you were telling us about your benefit. Let's talk about your benefit upcoming.
Wonderful. Yeah, this coming Sunday, October 23rd, from 3 to 6 p.m., we are having a benefit that's going to, all proceeds will be going to Birthday Candles for Kids. Birthday Candles for Kids is a local organization. It was actually developed by children ages 13 and 17 who had a vision and a hope that they would be able to help homeless and orphaned children in the community and throw birthday parties for them. We know that these kids that are homeless or in orphanages or foster care, that they really don't have somebody to give them gifts, to take care of them. They've probably never experienced a birthday, especially a party. So that's what the organization does. So at our spa here in Clearwater, we're going to be having the whole parking lot designated for a DJ. We're going to have a dance party out there. We're going to be grilling hot dogs. We're going to give sodas, hot dog, and bag of potato chips. I think it's only $3 or $4. All proceeds benefit the charity. Kona Ice is going to come out as well. We have at least 20 to 25 vendor tables from local businesses supporting the cause that will be set up for trick-or-treating tables that the children are encouraged to come in costume. They'll be going to all the trick-or-treat stations, getting free candy, some healthy treats as well. And then we also have a costume contest. And with that costume contest, the grand prize is going to be a free birthday party here at the spa for whoever wins that.
Really? That sounds like a lot. What day is that?
That's going to be Sunday, this coming Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
I don't think I mentioned it, but we do have a lot of our Lottie Doc characters that are going to be out. So we'll have the Ice Queen. I believe we're going to have three other princesses, but I have not determined which ones they're going to be yet. I think we're going to do a little bit of a surprise for the guests.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And being outside in the parking lot, too, that could be a lot of fun, too, because it's outdoors. It's something different for the kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, we'll have some of the trick-or-treat stops in the spa, and then also the party room is going to be open to be able to sit down and eat in the air conditioning if they'd like to as well.
Wow. And what's the party? Is there a name for the party?
Yeah, it's called the Safe Trick-or-Treating. I think it's just Safe Trick-or-Treating is what they had called it. Birthday Candles for Kids came up with the idea. We partnered with them. Got a lot of other businesses involved. The Heck Hospitality Entertainment Network Cuisine is one of our major sponsors that's pulling it all together for us as well.
You know, I had a buzzing in my ear, and now it's gone. What was that, Chris?
It's just one of the other mics.
The mics. You know, when you were talking the whole time, I didn't know what to say because I had a... Did you hear the buzzing on the radio?
I didn't hear it here.
No, yeah, see that? So anyhow, but still went through with it, didn't even like, and then all of a sudden it stopped. So
hearing things, Brian.
I'm hearing things. There's spaceships. You know, that's one of the things of schizophrenia is that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's not going there. But that's one of the things when you talk to people that have it, they do think, like, with aliens and things
like
that.
No, they actually hear things.
They hear things.
Literally.
But, Chris, was there really a buzzing in my ear?
That generally happens sometimes if you have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Or you're picking up a frequency that the rest of us aren't.
That's what it is. I pick up a frequency that you guys don't pick up.
That's probably true.
Ah,
hi, Wendy.
Yeah, so Wendy's doing the thing for a safe trick-or-treating on Sunday.
It's Sunday, right? The
23rd. Yeah, we'd love if you could come out, stop by, support the cause, get a hot dog. Or
how can we support? Like, what can we do to make us, I guess doing this now, the promotion, but what else can we do to help you out?
You know, we are going to be giving away, we plan to give away $50 gift certificates to the runners-up in the costume contest. If you have anybody that would like to donate a couple of $50 gift certificates.
Yeah, I do, actually. Old Bay Cafe, I have gift cards.
Oh, that'd be great.
And, but they're $25. They're not $50.
Well, that's fine.
I can give you two $25 cards for Old Bay Cafe.
All for charity. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, just so you know. And they're beautifully done gift cards with, you know, so they have a professional look to them, too.
And what time is the event on Sunday?
Wonderful. Yeah, stop out.
3 o'clock.
If you know any kids, spread the word. Let them know that it's a free, safe event and lots of fun.
Okay, and in closing, just tell people about yourself and then we'll go on to our next guest.
Yeah, I'm Wendy Long, owner of La-Di-Da Kids Spa. We're located just west of US 19 on 580, which is also Main Street, Dunedin. We're a kids spa. We do everything from kids haircuts, manicures, pedicures, birthday parties, photography, mommy and me days. We do everything just to make kids happy.
Well, there it is. And that's the thing again, happy. You know, a definition of happy is to be content. And did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so if you're just content and happy, you'll be better chance of being happy. And that's what the kids are. When they're there, they're not thinking of electric bills. They're not thinking of anything but having fun.
Absolutely.
And that's
using
what
their imagination.
Right, that's what you bring. You bring joy and happiness to the world, Wendy. Right. Really.
Thanks,
you really
Brian.
Do. That's when I think of you, that's what I think. Joy, happiness, Wendy. No, really.
Well, thank you.
Anyhow, thanks for being on the show. And
I appreciate it.
And I hope it's a success. And count on us for $50 from Old Bay Cafe. It's in downtown Dunedin. And so just to let you know, they're making a donation to this great cause.
I appreciate it. And I'll reach out to them and thank them as well. Thank
you
so much.
The guy you talked to down there, too, that his name is Walt.
Okay. I believe I had met him before.
Yeah, you met him on at the TV show.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the same day he did it. You did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. And then we're going to go to Yaya Greek Express. They're right there at the corner of Alderman Road and US 19. It's a great story. This young man, he's about 19, 20 years old. Saved his money and bought a restaurant. I mean, I don't generally do business with too many teenagers. I don't think I've ever done in my 54 years. Maybe I have. This is the first time I'm doing a business deal with a 19-year-old. And the story behind it is he put the money together and got this restaurant going. They deliver. Their phone number is 940-9423. And again, they're at the corner of US 19 and Alderman Road. It's in the L.A. Fitness Plaza, if you guys are looking to get an idea. And they have a lot of stuff, too, because he's young, so they're going to be hip with the Internet and stuff like that. They have YouTube and all that. You can download it, their menu, at YouTubeGreekExpress.com. And that's Yaya. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yayas.
Yayas. You know, that should be a good trivia question. How do you spell Yayas? I mean, you know, Greek Express. And they're great people. Michael is a man that's been in, like, I look at him as a mentor, actually. He's one of the few guys I talk to that really know the industry, been in the industry, is a real pro. And, you know, he crosses his T's, dots his I's, and he's a real gentleman. And he's in there and backing his son, helping him out. And but he's really proud of his son. And his son's really polite, too.
Well, yes.
He's well-dressed, has nice a good people. Appearance to him. So that's Yaya's Greek Express. And again, their phone number is 940-9423. Highly recommend them.
Yep, they're right across from Walmart on Alderman and US 19.
Right, in the LA Fitness Plaza.
Plaza, yeah.
Okay.
We actually have Jay on the line. Hi, Jay.
You there, Jay?
Absolutely. How are we doing today?
You ready to light that stick of dynamite?
Let's light it.
Light it, baby.
Hey, there's a couple things that are coming up. The November 4th through the 6th, we're doing an Autism Speaks. It's MotorFest weekend. So we really want to talk about that. It's 200 Central, St. Pete, right down the street from Vinoy. All the proceeds go to autism, so I really want to put that out there as much as I can.
Yeah, that autism thing there's a lot of like, what? Do you know, are you familiar with the autism at all, or are you just helping out the charity?
I guess I know a little bit about it. Okay. There's a lot of aspect ratios to autism. There's different levels and everything like that, and,
Yeah, what is the, because is there truth, or was that a myth that is due to inoculations, or what do they call it when you get that when you're born?
I'm not
vaccination. Sure on that one. Yeah, vaccination, was that debunked?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then the thing is though, it used to be one out of every 10,000. Now it's one out of every 110, and they're saying, well, maybe it's just because there are more people know about it, than maybe all along it was the same.
That's
true. Huh. But yeah, it's just one out of 110, and it's something like. When my child was born, all I cared is that she was healthy. But then you see these parents that go beyond the call of duty with these children that are handicapped or disability. It just blows you away what love, and I mean this, where love is, God is, right?
Absolutely.
And so when you put out love, you're putting out God. And these parents that deal with these handicapped or autistic children, you wouldn't even know it, the love they have for these children. It is just wonderful to see. And I really believe that takes a lot of courage, integrity, all these things that are principles of life, patience, tolerance, all that. And it's a full-time job. And so we got to really do anything in our power to help these parents out because of the fact that they are really what are angels on earth.
That's right.
Yeah, how'd I do?
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, is that true? I mean, I'm speaking from the heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Asperger's. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Hold on.
Yeah, we're having troubles, I guess, with the mics. And then there's a buzzing sound.
Now you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear myself.
I can hear the buzzing.
I could hear my feedback before. But anyway, so I have a nephew with Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism. He had a lot of trouble socializing, so I don't know what it's like to deal with. Hey, Jay, give us that date and the location and the event again.
Okay, it's going to be, the one day, it's a three-day event, but the major event is going to be the Collector's Gala featuring luxury exotic cars, display, live music, and a fashion show. That's going to be day one. That's going to be November 4th. It's at, One Progress Plaza. That's 200 Central Avenue, downtown St. Petersburg. And it's going to be from 7 to 11. All the proceeds are obviously going to autism. We'll have collective cars there. We'll have a full line of exotics ourselves. We're one of the major contributors to this program. And then they're going to do a day two and a day three. Those are a rally for autism. It's a car enthusiast charity drive.
Oh,
and
rally, then great.
And then day three, they're actually doing a vintage motor classic. There'll be over 300 vintage cars on display. And I believe they're doing that as well in St. Pete. I do not have a finale day for that one yet at this time. But you can always go to, obviously, www.carscouture.com, and all the information's on the webpage.
Give us that webpage again,
www.carscouture. So it's CARSCOUTURE.com.
Thank you. That's what we needed, because not a lot of people know how to spell couture.
Yeah, well, and that's pretty cool. And what type of cars do you think are going to be there?
Oh, just some of the, obviously we're going to have a whole line of exotics up there, but Dimmitt Auto Group will be there. I have Lamborghini of Sarasota. We have McLaren. We have the new Alfa Romeo store that just opened up in St. Pete. We got REM Motorsport. We have the Lux Group, which is a huge fashion. Obviously, we have Reader's Auto Tint, which is me. We're going to have a full line of exotics up there to show what we do. And, you know, a lot of people involved in it.
All right. Hey, Jay, will you do us a favor?
Huh?
Will you talk to us again next week so we can talk about the event on the air for us, autism?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, well, like, and now what I'd like to do is have the website printed out. Also,
all right,
and then we can talk about like the
right
more.
Well, you can come by here and pick up as many flyers as you want. You can read them right off the flyer.
All right,
and it's a front and back side. I get a 4x6 and a full 8x11. There's a lot of cars and a lot of information on both pieces, and we can go from there.
Do you still get impressed with the cars? Are you still in that wow stage, or are you just second nature to you?
Nah, I mean, I always get impressed. It always comes with a lot of responsibility. So the wow factor is when you get to walk away from it. You know, the responsibility is when you actually have to work on it, take it apart, put it back together. So they're kind of two different animals.
Right, and the trust factor there, too, because I think I've been where several times I've been in the hospital with brand new babies being born, right? And, like, just last month, my friend Tony hit a one-hour-old baby, right? And when you're holding a one-hour-old baby, I'm actually scared. Are you ever scared, like, when you get in some of these cars, like, hey?
No, it's kind of almost like being a pilot. I mean, once you're behind the wheels of an airplane, I mean, flying is flying. So, I mean, as long as you just take a little bit of care and concern into what you're doing, I mean, it's a pretty safe trip. But, you know, we get some pretty exotic rides in here, so.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think I'd be scared. Like, if you said, hey, Brian, bring this car around back, I might say, Jay, I don't think I can do it.
Well, there are limitations to the new guys that work here, that's for sure. So.
Do you really, that's what I'm saying, is there limitations to some of them?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we always like people, because the new kids that get started, you know, they're always interested in getting that Ferrari, not knowing that Ferrari is a $500,000 car. You know, you can't just drive it like a regular car. You have to drive with a little bit of conscience, a little bit of care and concern, and realize that, you know, you do not want to touch anything around you. So,
well, great stuff. And we're going to get with you next week, and we're going to have more homework done on that and put together.
Like I said, stop by or send somebody here. I give you a bunch of these brochures or whatnot. There's a lot of information on here, along with all the other sponsoring groups. Right. And all the benefits are going to autism. It's a Tampa Bay community. That's who it's actually benefiting is Autism Speaks. It's a Tampa Bay community charity. And just like you said, it really helps out the parents and everything like that. You know, it's a constant struggle to go through this stuff.
Right. And Old Bay Cafe and a bunch of restaurants he has from down in Walt, we're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to the restaurant. It's a seafood place.
Nice.
And we're going to donate that from him, though. It's from Walt. So if you can give him a call when we give it to you, let him know you got it from the radio show.
Cool,
a courtesy, and let him know that we are out there promoting him with these gift certificates. It would help us, too.
We'll certainly do that.
Okay. So thanks for being on the show, Jay. Thanks, and we'll get with you next week, and we'll stop by and get one of those flyers.
You got it. Come on by anytime.
Okay. You're the best, Jay.
And I think we got Mike.
Bye-bye.
I think we got Mike on the line.
We got Mike.
From Red Fox.
Our next call-in. Yeah. What I was going to tell you is
call Steve.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Mike should be on the line.
Hey, Mike, how's it going, buddy?
Doing good.
The Red Fox, huh? How'd you come up with the Red Fox?
Well, we just thought of the name. There's nothing behind it.
Yeah, we do the Red Fox on Drew Street. It's called the Red Fox Bar and Grill.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Right? So, and then we do another Red Fox years ago. So I'm just out of this Red Fox. What is the Red Fox? Is that a fancy fox? What's the deal behind the Red Fox anyway? Do you know? Is there mythologically that the Red Fox is the fox of foxes?
No, I don't know.
Don't know. Well, we're going to do some research on that. You know what I'm saying? Who is and where are they located? We're going to do some research right now on that. And this way, by us doing research and asking questions about the Red Fox, guess what happens, Mike?
They think of us.
That's it. So if I get people thinking with a question more than telling them, what happens is you remember more with a question than you do with a statement. So what is the name of your company? Don't say it right away. What is the name of the company that we're talking to right now?
Red Fox Pressure Washing and More.
See, folks, we're going to brand that Red Fox name. So when you think pressure washing and more, you think Red Fox. Oh, I got a picture of the Red Fox right here. I wish I could You read it. Just tell the little story behind what the Red Fox is.
The Red Fox is the largest of the true foxes. It's a name, genus Vulpes vulpes, has the greatest geographic range of all members of the carnivore family. It's across, present across the entire northern hemisphere, from the Arctic Circle to North Africa, North America, and Eurasia.
Wow. So that's, and you should see the picture of it. We actually should put a picture, because it actually is a pretty animal. Did you ever think of doing that? I have a picture here of what the red fox looks like, and it's kind of neat looking. Did you ever think of putting that in?
The red fox is pretty.
Would you want, can we put that in the ad?
What, a picture of a red fox?
Yeah.
No, no, because there's too many out there. We want something unique. Our logo we came up with is unique.
Okay. I'm just saying, we work for you, Mike. You're the boss. No, really. So, like, if you tell us not to do it, then that's fine. But if you saw the picture of this fox, it's kind of a neat-looking fox. It's white and red.
Right.
Are they all white and red, the foxes, that they're all the same basic color? It seems that way. All the ones.
Yep. They're all red.
They're all red.
A lot of them in England, and they've been hunted for a long time, too.
Yeah. So, anyhow, the red fox there. So, serving all of Tampa Bay area. And some of the stuff you do, Mike, is you do driveways, sidewalks, sidings, roofs, and stuff, decks, furniture. You do gutters, everything. You're like an all-around guy. And then so what would you say to people, like, why should someone choose the Red Fox pressure washing and more?
Because we're reliable, and we take the time to do the job right. You know, we're not in it to, we want to make sure the customers are happy and they have a very good product at the end, a very good service. And we want to, a lot of companies out there just go ahead and, you know, blow roofs off or just blow things out of the gutter. We actually take the time to make sure the gutters operate correctly, make sure that everything is, you know, out of the gutters. And, you know, if a job takes us the whole day, and to get it right, then that's what needs to be done.
That's it. And it doesn't matter. As long as the job's done right, that's what's important.
Exactly.
You know, I tell that to people all the time, and that means that you care.
We care the finished product.
Right. What's so funny is that you do want to make money. Anybody that says they don't want to make money, of course, is not telling the truth. But you do care that you give a good product and a good service with value behind it, that people know that they got value from you. And one of the things that you said is that you give service, right? So that's important, too. In any business transaction, you want to know that someone's going to stand behind the deal with the service. And tell us a little bit more why you think you give such good service.
Because I care. I want to build this business upon helping take care of everybody and helping everybody be happy and not have to come back a second time because, you know, something wasn't done the first time correct.
Right. And then so if you got an ideal trust, value, service, why should someone trust you, Mike?
Because we care. We've had a lot of experience over the years. And we want to build the business up. So, you know, this isn't just about making money either. This is about, you know, everybody, you know, having a good product from us, a good service, a good, you know, they know we're reliable.
Why should someone get pressure washing? Like, what's the deal? Is it for the beauty or does it actually add value to the house?
And
stop mold, because mold can start. There's a health reasons, too, behind it, too, right?
There's health reasons. There's curb appeal. There's, heck, with gutter cleaning, there's, you know, actual operation, because if, you know, water backed up, it will destroy, you know, you'll get water damage to the house, to the foundation, et cetera. And it's not just looks. It's also operation. It's also health. When it comes to mold and algae, you don't want that to grow. You don't want that to show up and cause health issues.
Well, there you go. So that's a good reason right there. Health issues, beauty. So there is a purpose behind what you're doing that benefits tremendously the consumer.
Yes, for sure.
Without a doubt. I mean, so you can go so many avenues with what you do where the benefits are. It's endless. So thank you for being on the show, Mike. It's the Red Fox. The phone number is 519-5899. That's 519-5899. And you're a great guy, Mr. Fox. You mean no? That would tell me if your last name was Fox. Now I know. That would get me. The Red Fox.
That's not my last name.
I know.
My name's Mike, and thank you very much.
Okay, buddy. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Okay. Guess who's on?
Who?
Guess who's on hold?
Who's on hold?
Jill from Total Tape Services. There's that. You know what? That wasn't your imagination. I hear a buzz too.
Okay. Good. Hey, Jill. What's up?
Hey, hi, how are you?
Okay, we're doing something wrong, he's saying. Oh, anyhow, it's okay, it's all good. It's all good. What a pro does is he works through it, right?
Oh, that's good.
Never happened.
That's very true. The show must go on.
The show must go on. I wonder who originated that line.
I don't
know. Is anybody that gets credit for that?
For what?
The show must go on.
I hope it's not copyrighted. I hope we can use it.
Yeah, for our lady at the TV production was trying to get in touch with you for something. What was that, Debbie? Do you know what that was about?
From CVS.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, from CVS Studios. Oh. CVS.
Yeah. Did we have something set up with you for TV?
There was something that we had talked about, but it wasn't, actually set up. It was I just had heard about it.
Okay, because she had mentioned something to me, and then I. Just vaguely remember something about. I think she wants to get you on the TV program.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, like actually film what you do, showing like the procedures. Like it's easy to say what you do.
Oh, she did mention that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. That would be kind of neat to do that. Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Show you actually getting a cassette and then showing what you do, and then this the process. I guess is kind of interesting how you can save stuff. Because memorabilia is important, right? If you really think about it, it is. I get a kick out of when I look at pictures from the 1700s and 1800s or 1900s. Not really pictures, drawings even. And then you could see how people change, just in their lives. And you look at them, and you could just tell the pictures from the 1800s. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
When did the photography start? Do you know?
What's that?
When was the first photograph? Like what year? Like. When did photography? I know Abraham Lincoln was photographed, so it had to be.
Boy, that's a good trivia question. I don't really know the answer to that one.
What's the oldest picture that you ever that you did save?
Well, we don't do. I mean, we do photos, but we do mostly videos, 8mm films, 16mm films, you know, camcorder tapes. On occasion, we do get photos, but they're usually from like the 50s, 60s. You know, around in that back in that era.
What's the oldest you ever did from a? When did tape recording start? That's another good question.
You keep asking all these questions. At least I have the answer to one.
Yeah. What is one?
Who coined the phrase "the show must go on"? Was a theater veteran named Noel Coward in the 1950s, because he wrote a song with the title "Why Must the Show Go On?"
Really?
Oh, that's
the show
cool.
must go on.
Yes.
So tell us what you do, Jill, and how you exactly when you say we transfer old movies, reels, cassettes, and videos for DVD and more, we transfer it. Explain to us what that means.
Okay. Pretty much any old format that somebody has, whether it's a like I was saying before, 8mm film, 16mm film, Super 8, the ones that come in the round circular reels, we do all those, and we convert those onto DVD. And then the next generation up was the VHSs and all those. And also there's little miniature, they're called VHSCs. They fit into an adapter, and that goes into the same machine, and we convert those as well. And then the next generation was all the camcorder tapes, whether it's Video 8, 8mm, High 8, exactly. And all those, and then we do the little mini DVs too. Those are even a little smaller. So as you know, years went on, we just kind of kept on adding another format that we can do and accommodate and put onto a DVD and preserve them.
Really? That's so neat.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like the deal with me is the father had passed away, and the girl gave a cassette and didn't want to lose her father on this cassette.
Right.
I mean, this memorabilia stuff is just, to some people, is just priceless.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you if I offered her $2,000 to take that away from her where she couldn't have it. No, it's just a cassette of her father singing. She would say no to me.
Yeah.
Do you also do interviews?
I know they're precious. We also do all the audio stuff rather than just the video. So we have a little studio here as well. So we can convert those audio cassettes or vinyl records or...
Can you do interviews there, like for oral histories from elder members of families, that sort of thing? Because that was real popular for a while, I know. I don't know if it still is.
Yeah, definitely. We can do that, you know, different narratives. We have a setup where you can actually do that. And also, speaking of, besides also all the audio reels, we do vinyl records too. But going back to the narratives, what we do on that is somebody that brings in some of the silent films that has no talking and it's just all silent.
Like old 8mm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. We have the capability of having somebody come into our studio. We have a couch where you can sit down, a monitor, and a microphone, and we roll the actual footage that we've already put onto a DVD, and then they can actually talk about who all these people are,
what
the event was, and when the time frame was, so that, you know, later generations, people will understand and know who all these relatives are. Because sometimes the younger generation doesn't even know who they're looking at. It's just like with their family, but how do they relate to everybody?
Yeah, we've lost a lot of that. We have 8mm films, and the older generation's passed. I'm in my 50s, and we have no idea who some of these cousins and uncles and aunts are from up in Tennessee.
Mm. Wow. Is there anybody in your family that has been around during that time that would know?
Nope.
Nobody?
Nope, nobody. So it's lost. Oh. So if you're out there listening, you want to keep these memories, believe me. You don't want to not know who's on all these... All of these old films, you want to know.
That's true. And the other thing is, in the meantime, before, you know, whoever's going to be wanting to do this, it's best to keep it into an air-conditioned environment, because if it's in a garage or an attic and there's heat, it can actually stick the films together or curl them up, and then we can't run it through the machine. So it's very important to keep it into a cool environment.
Right. That's because they're made of nitrates, right? Old nitrate films.
I think you're right. I don't know for sure, but it sounds good. It sounds like that would be what it is, but I'm not quite sure. But they do melt or stick together. They curl up, and sometimes if they're in an environment that's just dry, sometimes it gets brittle.
All right. So keep them in a cool.
Right. And another thing too is like back in the 70s and 80s when I first did my coupon book, right? We would, I don't know if you remember waxing ads together, if you ever were involved with that, but it was hot wax, and you would take it with an X-Acto knife, cut it up, and that's how the ads were done, because this is before computers. And one time, you had to keep that cool, too, because if that got hot, the wax would melt, and then you'd go look at an ad, and there'd be like four or five pieces missing, and then you didn't even know what was missing.
Oh, you're talking about sticking the components on.
The components on the page, for the ads, because there was no computer. So... That always had to be kept in an air-conditioned environment. And if you even transporting it from your office to the printer, just think of that. You had to be cool in the car. And I have had bad experiences with it. That's all I can tell you. I screwed up where pieces fell off and that we didn't even catch.
Well, Jill, tell us where you're located.
Okay, well, we're in Clearwater, and, you know, what we do is we actually set up appointments. So, you know, we're pretty close near the U.S. 19 and 590 area, but generally we have people call first, and I can give you our phone number, and that is 727-799-3100. And if anybody wants to check us out on our website, it's www.TotalTapeServices.com.
That's the web, TotalTapeServices.com, telephone 799-3100. And that's Jill from Total Tape Services. Well, thanks for being on the show with us today, Jill.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You're always, thanks for having me.
You're the one guest that we can always count on to be informational and be polite.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And have a good, like, good feel to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's awfully sweet.
Okay, Jill. Friends to the end. We're going to have some watermelon.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
Thanks, Jill.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And then I'm going to go to Causeway Cleaners, Causeway Beach Car Wash, actually. It's Dunedin's only all-hand car wash. They're something else. Been around. They do a free hand spray wax with any full-service purchase, which is kind of cool. And that was kind of neat to do. And then I'm sure, I think we have the name wrong on this. That's why I'm scared to say it. But I know we have a computer tech guy, and I don't think his name is Megabyte. So I think I made a mistake. But I can give you his, and I don't even know if the phone number is right. But he, one thing he can tell you is...
That is a correct phone number. He has two numbers, but it is M&M.
M&M computers. Yeah, they don't melt in your hands. Yeah, so that's good. M&M computers. So that's it. If you can think of computer repair, one of the numbers I'm pretty sure is 698-8134. That's 727-698-8134. And that's M&M computers. I'll tell you what. If you want to talk about a computer genius, it's the gentleman. He's been in when their computers first started. He was in it, and he's in it today. So what does that tell you? He's seen a lot of changes there at M&M. So 698-8134. He'll handle all your computer needs. He can even fix the old ones if you have to. I mean, he's been around. So I want to thank everybody for that. And then, you know, Old Bay Cafe has been really helping us out, you know, with these gift cards. That's Old Bay Cafe in Dunedin Fish Market, Retail Wholesale Fish Market Cafe. They are unbelievable. They are 51 Main Street, Dunedin, and their phone number is 733-2542. That's 733-2542. Old Bay Cafe, and he owns a couple of restaurants down there in Dunedin.
Foden.
Yeah.
Also the Hogfish.
The Hogfish. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's the one I went to. And they have a seafood market where they actually have food you can buy to go.
Yes, that's the Hogfish. It's right next to the gas station across from SunTrust Bank.
Yeah, I got the shrimp there that was the biggest jumbo shrimp I've ever gotten in my life. I mean, you talk jumbo shrimp. It's jumbo. So we got Victor. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, Brian. How you doing?
All right, man. I called you last night, too. I was at the game. My kid just scored a touchdown, and then I called you. I have a grandkid. Okay. I'm one of my grandkids. But anyhow, you're 100% mobile. We come to you. Olympic Integrity Auto Glass. Open factory glass. Satisfaction guaranteed. You know, and they call to schedule an appointment. What number do they call you at?
Yeah, call us at 813-500-8201. And it's 813-500-8201. If you have a broken windshield, call us now. We'll pay you $100 to replace it.
Well, didn't that go up to 150 or no?
Depends on your car. We'll even pay you up to 150.
Up to 150.
If you have a nice car, yeah.
If you have a really... Right. Can you say that? 150? But then you got to put the word up to? How would that...
Yeah, well, we do. We give you $100 or $150 if you've got, you know, Mercedes and then you got Infiniti.
So restrictions would apply, then you would say, right?
Yeah.
Right, just to be right. So what cars are the ones that pay the $150?
The ones you would imagine, maybe like a Porsche or high-end BMW or Mercedes. The nicer the car, you know, the more it's worth.
Did you hear the guy? Do you know Jay from Reader's? He deals with Ferraris.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he deals with all. Every car he deals with, he was just talking how he was in a $500,000 car today. Have you ever heard of a car selling for $500,000?
Yeah, I know about it. Ferraris.
Yeah. I should hook you up with him. He's right there on McMullen Booth. And he deals with the Ferrari.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
No, not exactly. I know there's a Ferrari dealership over in Palm Harbor.
Yeah, that he deals with that guy and does all his window tinting, his detailing for the cars. He does all their, like, anything that needs to be touched and paint, scratched, and, you know, and that's the cars he deals with. They trust him to drive the car from the shop to his shop to have it fixed. And I guess a lot of times they'll have it towed, but just to even be in to have the trust to have a $500,000 car that the Ferrari's trusting you with, that tells you that, you know, he's a pretty cool cat. So if he has some issue with one of those, can you do it? Say, a crack windshield.
We can do a Ferrari windshield.
Have you ever done one?
We did a Porsche Panamera just last week. I haven't done any Ferraris yet.
Okay, so then let me hook you up with him. I'm really good friends.
My installer has definitely done work with Ferraris. He's been working on windshields for over 30 years. So
yeah.
I haven't. But no. Yet.
You're not even 30 years old. Or at least you don't look it. So, how'd you come up with the name Olympic Integrity Auto Glass? Where did the name Olympic come from?
I just think it's two powerful words put together. Most other shops in our industry don't have any integrity, and they're not very powerful. So I chose to be the opposite of every other competition out here.
Well, that's good. We need that, because after Rio, it's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Olympic integrity.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know what principles are in life? Like, if someone said that to you, what are principles? They're like, there's 12. Yeah, there are 12 principles. Like, one is honesty. Another principle is hope. Another principle is faith. But the fourth one that goes on the list, guess what it is? Integrity.
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 And then courage is a principle. Brotherly love is a principle. Service is a principle. These are all principles that if you live by principles, you'll have a happy life. More of a godly life. And one of the principles of the 12 that are standard principles is integrity. Because it takes integrity to look at yourself also and say, hey, I made a mistake, or, you know, that you're not, you know, it's not being prideful. It takes, you know, humility is another one. So these are all principles. You actually, in the middle of your name is a principle of life, integrity. So that's Olympic Integrity Auto Glass. And then you have a lifetime warranty on workmanship. What does that mean?
Yeah, if you ever have any problems with the work that we've done, as far as seals goes, maybe your mirror falls off, we would come and warranty that work for a lifetime.
That's fantastic. That means that's trust right there, that you know you stand behind your product. You know, a lifetime warranty, usually you have a 30, 60-day money-back guarantee, you know. You're saying lifetime. Don't die and we'll warranty it. Now, when you say 100% mobile, right, that means, like, if someone's at, say, someone went to a ball game at the Buccaneer Stadium, could they tell you to come there and fix the car?
Absolutely, not a problem.
What's the craziest place you ever had to go? What was the craziest place you ever had to go to?
One lady had us meet us at on the beach, because that's where she has her lunch every day, over on the Dunedin Causeway.
Wow. And that was nice, too, actually, I bet. Because then you maybe got a chance to see.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's good. So that's important. So people should know that when he says, we come to you, you know, Victor says that from Olympic Integrity Auto Glass, what he's saying to you is that wherever you're at, he'll work around your schedule and he works for you. Pretty cool stuff, huh?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, so give me your name, Victor, and phone number again, and then we're going to wrap it up.
All right, yeah. It's Olympic Integrity Auto Glass, and our shop number is 813-500-8201.
You're the best, Victor, and you know I have a lot of admiration for you. You know that. And then how's your baby? You just recently just had a newborn baby. How's your baby?
He's awesome. He's getting older every day, coming up on 4 months.
Right, and that's the circle of life, and that's, you know, business is important, because you got to supply for your family, but that's what life's about, is that 4 month old.
Yes, sir.
That's it. So anyhow, thanks for being on the show, Victor, and I'll give you a call later. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
You're the best.
You're catching the last few minutes of the Brian Cash Show. I'm Scott Young, the producer, and what else we got, Brian? I feel like holding hands and waving and singing Kumbaya now.
After that call.
I just wanted to mention, Teddy and Benji, if you're out there, and customers of M&M Industries, LLC, They're at 1130 Cap Drive in Clearwater, Florida. Just a correction. We wanted to apologize for using the old company name from Megabyte Computer Techs that it used to be. It is now M&M Industries. M&M Industries, 1130 Cap, K-A-P-P Drive in Clearwater, Florida. You can call Teddy at 698-8134 or Benji at 424-5007.
Well, there you go. And did I go too corny on that integrity stuff?
No. No, I'm just being a
No, I'm just saying maybe I do. Acre. Sometimes I go off on a tangent. You got to stop me.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, principles, life, and
I was going to talk about self-driving cars today, but we didn't really have time to get into that.
But that was pretty cool how the Ferrari, he's in a half-million-dollar car. Have you, what's the highest-priced car you've ever been in?
Maserati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty neat stuff, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I've sat in a Indy car. Real Indy car, and they top out what, a couple million?
Yeah,
probably. You know what? I can't understand this, and I know you can't see me where my hands is. How they get 680 horsepower out of a box?
Yeah,
that big. It's not much bigger than maybe a bread box or two, and they get almost 700 horsepower out of it. Amazing.
Okay, I would say this. I did 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
2 minutes. Okay,
it's over in a hurry. But we talked to a lot of people today.
Yeah, we did. Who didn't we talk to? The Bonnie's?
Yeah, Bonnie's Restaurant.
Talk about them a little
bit. If you're out there listening.
Yeah, Bonnie's. They're right there on County Road 1. They're, you know, the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center is out there at County Road 1 in Main Street. But then if you go up a little bit just before Salon is Bonnie's. And they're the best. And now they're open Sundays, and that was the main thing they want to get out there, is that Bonnie's is now open on Sunday, and they do unbelievable stuff there. They give you good food, and tell us what you got there on Bonnie's.
Yeah, and like you said, they're open Sunday now. The best breakfast in Dunedin, I swear. Bonnie's Breakfast and Lunch, 1714 County Road 1 in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. Breakfast served all day. And now they're open till Sunday, and I imagine 7 to 2 also. Remember, on Thursdays, get the Brian Cash coupon book to get half off breakfast or lunch. Buy one breakfast or lunch and get one of equal or lesser value for half price. 20% off breakfast or lunch on Tuesdays, $1 off breakfast, $2 off lunch on Wednesdays. And on Fridays, a 15% off coupon. That's at all the locations where you can pick up the Brian Cash Klaus coupon book.
Okay, and then also we want to thank Old Bay Cafe for the gift certificates.
Yeah.
And Yaya's Greek Express there on Alderman in US 19. Mike is a real professional and just a gentleman and a scholar. And then Olympic Integrity Autoglass. I have more respect for him. He's just everything you would want in a child.
Yep. All right, Willie. We'll see you next week on the Brian Cash Show.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in.
WTAN. Tampa Bay, WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Trump clarifies. 10th woman accuses. I'm Christopher Cruz. Donald Trump now says he will accept the results of the election, but only if he wins. In last night's debate, he refused to say he would do so. He spoke today in Ohio.